Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
it's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say, nipple? There is a nip in the air though.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the show, the large morning show in the afternoon, everyone. It is Monday.
The fire being put out in the room.
December 17th. Right here,
he's got the famous spaghetti wires going on
with his headphones. He says, he looked down and he says, oh crap, I forgot my headphones.
And then we had moved the file cabinet over the weekend, so
the cabinet's been moved, so he doesn't know where anything is.
Man. I have like no volume here.
What?
Volume on my head. Up. There you go. Sorry, folks, but you know, for you folks who think you have problems, what if you had to deal with this? What if you came in and you went to grab your headphones? And somebody else had thrown headphones on top of your headphones, and then the two cords got tangled together like cobras in heat.
Oh.
Mangled and tangled, and the theme song's running, and you can't get your headphones.
You know
that's,
what?
Now, that's real trouble.
In 9 months, there's going to be some earbuds in the drawer now, since they got all tangled up. Like
What would that earbuds solve? They got cords, too.
No, they had sex. The
I see what you're trying to make. It took both of us. Yeah. It took you explaining, and neither of us got that one.
No. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the December 17th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
We already covered that.
Yeah.
No, okay. Thank you. Here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to do what I've heard so many other people doing, and that start off by, having a discussion about what happened on Friday. Now, even though I just said that I'm not going to do that, I am going to say a couple of things, only because, can you turn these up just a little? Only because I think to say nothing would, I don't know, it just wouldn't feel right. I think sometimes, and I think the reason for all the discussion and all the talk, even though, to me, it all accomplishes very little or nothing, people feel better. If they just talk, no matter what side they take or what ideas they have. And what's interesting to me is I've heard a lot of talk since Friday. And all of it together will probably result in nothing. It's no different than a lot of other things. A lot of talk, a lot of opinions, a lot of ideas. Some of them coming from people who have no idea what they're talking about. They're not experts on anything. And then some of it coming from experts who make you wonder why they're experts. If I hear another interview with Dr. Keith Abloh or Dr. Phil or Dr. Drew or any of these so-called experts, I think I'm going to jump off a cliff because I don't really care what they think, only because I've heard enough from them to know that they don't have any more answers than anybody else.
Well, they don't even have all the information that the people close to the case have already. How could they possibly determine anything without knowing anything?
There's nothing that I can say here that you haven't already heard. Now, if you want to call here and you want to talk about it, then we'll certainly let you talk about it. And if you ask me a question, I'll answer. And other than that, I'll just say a couple of things that I hope somehow resonate, because they are things that I haven't heard other people say. I'm not going to repeat and go over what you've already heard 50 times from people on the air, radio, TV, or you've read online. I'll try to come up with something that maybe will make you think in a way that you haven't thought before. And then we'll take your calls. And if you want to talk about this, you certainly can. If you want to talk about anything else, we could go the rest of the show after I'm finished and never bring this up. But I first want to address what it's like to have kids. Peon doesn't have any kids yet. Dan has kids. Dan knows well that there can be, it can be a really bumpy road raising kids. What I know is that I cannot even imagine what I would have become or who I would have turned into or what I would have accomplished had I not had kids. And if Peon came to me, and over the years I've had people come to me who were young and they just got married, and they go, well, we're trying to decide whether or not we want to have kids. And if they ask me what I think, it's the answer is always the same. Have more than you even think you can afford. Have two or three. Have four. But have a couple. At least have a couple of kids. Because I heard somebody say one time that when you lose a child, you have a if you have another child, then you have a responsibility to that other child to go on, to move on, to keep living, to press ahead. Where if you lose your only child, honest to goodness, I get it when those people say, I got nothing to live for. Yeah, you have a spouse, but maybe the husband and wife both want to just leave this world. But because the very thing they put everything into is gone. And I feel sorry for people who don't have kids. I don't in any way condemn them. It's certainly a choice everybody has. But I do feel sorry for people who don't have kids if they had the ability to have kids. Some people can't have children. And that there are alternatives. They can adopt, or maybe they just deal with that hand. Okay, that's what we were dealt, so we don't have kids. That's a different situation. But if you're healthy and you can have kids, I honest to goodness, I feel sorry for people who don't have kids. And the reason I say that is that, and I've said this many, many times before, in your life, you are never, ever going to know what it feels like for somebody to think you're perfect. It's not going to be your boss, not going to be your spouse, not going to be a boyfriend, girlfriend, neighbor, teacher. They know something about you that they don't particularly care for, or, yeah, he's a great guy, but if you have kids, it's the only way and the only time in your life when you walk in the door, you will be greeted by somebody who thinks you are perfect. Daddy's home, mommy's home. They don't know one thing bad about you. There's nothing about you for them to not love. That's the greatest feeling in the world. When I used to come home and my kids were little and they couldn't wait till I got home, there's never been a greeting like that. And then when that's taken away, now you don't have any longer that, and this is the very age when that happens. Now, when they get a little older and they start thinking they know more than you do, then all of a sudden you're not so perfect anymore. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, you don't understand. Other kids, blah, blah, blah. That's just part of the process. And how you handle that or deal with that is really up to you. And I'm not here to give anybody advice on that, but I am here to tell you that I will never experience again. Now, grandchildren. Maybe you get to live it again because grandma's coming, grandpa's coming. Once again, that vision they have of you being perfect. There's nothing about you they don't like at that age. So I can't imagine what that feels like to have that taken away. I can't imagine what it's like to never have had kids. I can't certainly imagine what it's like to have them taken away like this. And there are a lot of ways to lose kids. This is no way is a good way. But boy, oh boy, wouldn't you much rather have a child go go out in sort of a peaceful sleep from illness or something than this massacre. And now I'm going to stop right there, because if I get started, this will be a show that you didn't tune in for. The only other thing I will say is, since Friday morning, 150 people in this country have been killed by drunk drivers. 150 people. That's based on an average of about 50 a day. And while I want to get into the gun thing, I'd love to discuss it, I'm not going to start that discussion. Because if we get into a discussion and it becomes an argument, I'm not going to raise my voice, I'm not going to get crazy, but I will win. I'll win, because there's nothing you can say to me that's going to change the way I feel, because I have some pretty solid facts to back up the way I feel about the whole gun thing. And I'm sure you think you do, too. And that's where you get to that, well, after all is said and done, you're in your corner, I'm in my corner, and nothing really is going to change. And here's the reason nothing's going to change. Because the one element we can never get rid of is evil and craziness. You will never eliminate. Look, we've only in history, since the history of man, there's only been one disease that's ever been completely wiped out. Smallpox. That's it. There's still polio in some countries. There's still leprosy, black plague, bubonic plague. Smallpox is the only disease we've ever completely eradicated. We're never going to not have crazy people, and we're never going to not have evil. And what really frustrates me is the people who refuse to believe there is such a thing as evil. Not everybody is a poor, innocent victim of mental illness, or, oh, well, because I heard somebody refer to this nut as this, it was something like this poor young man or this unfortunate
poor,
young
tortured
man,
boy tortured or young tortured man. Soul. Or
what?
Something.
And then they portrayed him almost as like, wow, they felt so sorry for this boy. Well, I feel sorry for any kid that has a broken home, that maybe didn't have certain opportunities, but they don't go and kill little kids. And then you have to sort of put everything sort of on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most horrific, horrible thing in the world. 9/11, in my life, I've now been a witness, not witnessed physically there, but during my life, two things have happened that actually just shook me to the bone. One was 9/11, and the other was this thing Friday. And even though Timothy McVeigh killed 168 people, and 19 of those were little kids, even though Columbine, they took out some high, little kids. That's what makes this one. This is a whole different level of sick. And for all the people who say we're still trying to sort out and understand, I got news for you. You people, you will never understand this, because you can't ever put yourself in the head of a monster or a nut. You can't do it. So you're never going to figure that out. I have more, and I came prepared in case somebody wants to get into some kind of a little bit of a debate about, you know, what the answer is, but I'm not going to use it unless you want to get in, you know, to that level in this discussion. So we'll leave it at that. But I guess the only thing left to say is this. The boys, especially in their 20s, late teens and 20s, are a completely different breed than the boys that were in their teens and 20s when I was in my teens and 20s. There's something that has happened to the heads of these kids. There's something wrong in their minds. And it's a combination of things. It's a combination of being so exposed to the most brutal, graphic violence you can imagine that they're numb to it. By the way, do I think video games are to blame for this? No. If they were, there'd be millions of these murders, because millions of kids play these games every day. They don't go kill people. But do I think that they're not as sensitive to brutality? Of course I do. And the other thing I think that has happened that's created this generation of 20 and late teens monsters and weirdos is that they have never had to develop real relationships with people. They literally can go through life and never have any sort of a companion, a friend, never have to interact with people. There's no more picking up a girl and opening the door and respecting her parents. There's no respecting your own parents. We have allowed kids to call their own shots. They're not afraid of anybody. They don't respect anybody. And this is not certainly every kid. But honest to goodness, when I was a teenager and in my 20s, I never encountered kids with the mindset that these kids have. They are oblivious to, they don't know compassion. They don't know guilt, shame. They don't worry about embarrassing their parents. They're not afraid of authority. This to me, because look at the profile of most of these people. They're that late teens and 20s thug punk. I don't care about anybody, and I'm going to make a name for myself. And then one last thing we have to stop doing, and I don't know who you go to make this happen. I really do believe that when a kid like this or that nut Holmes in the movie theater or the mall guy, I really do believe that when they do this, in their minds, they're thinking, I am going to be world famous. I am going to be known. My name will be known by everybody. If we can start making it very clear to them, because when they watch television or they go online and they see a news story, if what they see is very little attention except initially identify the killer, but then portray the killer as a loser. Because what these kids seem to hate is being thought of as losers and being bullied. I was never anybody. I was a loser. Well, if you pull this, you're going to go out being a bigger loser than you were in life. If somehow we can let that be what they know is going to be their legacy, not just that they're going to be famous and well-known, because honestly, they all seem to look forward to, in their own ridiculous lunatic way, knowing that the world's going to know who they are and that somehow there's going to be some sort of sympathy for them. That poor guy, boy, we should have left him alone. We got to knock that off. So that's it. Now the rest of the time we're here for fun or whatever you want to talk about. I'll take one or two quick calls, then we have to take a break, do some business, then we'll come back and we'll take some more calls. Jose will join us right after 4 o'clock. We'll talk a little tech talk and it's sort of back to business. Thank you to everybody who sent Christmas card. I'll get to some of them. There are still people that actually send us Christmas cards. Go figure. I know what that's all about. But, I mean, the old-fashioned, real snail mail type cards. We'll take a couple of calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Mohammed, a regular listener and caller, and always hi, welcome. Hi. Mohammed, how are you?
I'm good. My heart goes to those people who lost loved one, either kids or a teacher. But I have three-part solution, and I will convince you. You can argue with me, and it happened before, and I tried it. Number one point, not by changing or switch our school to be a prison or add guard. The banks, every single day, there is a policeman there, and there's a lot of robbery. Look, with the money we spent over the airports, we still have crazy people try to get some stuff to hurt innocent people. So number one, we have to start a national ads campaign. Like what we say, I'll give you an example. When you say, like, put your seatbelt, otherwise you're going to get a ticket, don't drink and drive it, ad campaign, massive ad campaign. That's number one.
What would the ad campaign say?
That ad campaign can tell the dangers of that weapon or gun or owning gun. You don't know, you're not responsible for it. Like the way when I've been taught when I got my driver license, when you are driving this machine, that's a killer machine. That's not a car. This machine is not gonna kill by itself. There's a human being behind it, controlling, pull the trigger.
So what is your ad? Essentially, what is your ad saying?
Like the dangerous of ammunition, or the dangerous of the gun can do or can hurt.
Okay, but we already know that. That's that we already know.
I understand.
Everybody knows.
But like example, like driving and drinking. Everybody knows driving and drinking. But it's still, or people during Christmas, New Year, people can say, "Click it, or you're gonna get tickets." This ad campaign, and it shows in highway the fatality of the people goes down, of the people click or put their seatbelt. This is number one. Number two, I think it's something happening here since September 11. It's that anybody wants to go get a driver license and go to be a truck driver, he has to go have an interview with the FBI agent. I don't know if you guys know that or not. Okay, especially because I have a lot of people who used to work for me, and they used to go get a driver license. They are foreigners, and they have to go to the FBI headquarters here or somewhere in San Luis.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you on your second point, point number two, and I can elaborate on that a little bit.
Anybody has to have a gun. He has to have an interview. And those FBI agents, some of them, they can have a psychology classes or something. That way, can figure the person who is
I will not disagree with you. I think it is too easy to buy a gun.
Number three and last one, secure the border. As we have, if you put, is not the solution to gun control, because you can get gun anywhere. As you get gun, illegal weapons, you get illegal drugs, you get illegal aliens. Control the borders.
Okay.
And I think this is my small, humble opinion, and I hope never happen to anybody again.
Well, none of what you said can certainly hurt. None of it can hurt. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Muhammad, thank you.
Spending too much money over to change the school to prisoners or put guard inside.
Listen, this school had a tremendous security system, and it didn't make any difference.
Absolutely.
I think.
Or let teacher carry gun, that's crazy. That's not their job. That's not their job.
Okay, we disagree there, but thank you, Muhammad. And that's the thing that's going to happen is one's going to have one, and somebody's going, well, I disagree. And that's okay. Sometimes it feels good to talk about it. One more quick, and then we'll take a break. Let me talk to, Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Frank. This is an unfortunate incident, obviously, but I don't think that this came about in a short period of time. Our society, our culture has shifted dramatically in this current generation. You and I grew up at about the same time, and we didn't hear about things like this, and you talk about the respect factor. But I think a lot of people are misled to think that the politicians are going to save us by having some type of regulations.
No.
The regulations, the only thing that they do is place more restrictions on the honest, everyday, ordinary citizen. And, there's no way to identify these people in advance. What we might be able to do with further regulations is minimize opportunities, but we're not going to erase the likelihood of these things happening in the future. This has come about as a result of 30 years of value erosion in the families and our society and our culture.
Yeah.
And I think that they've all joined together to kind of compound these issues.
No, you've just named the number one problem we have, the erosion of any sense of values or sense of responsibility, no feeling of guilt, no remorse, no
respect. It's not my fault. That's what everybody seems to say these days.
Right.
I'm not responsible, and it's not my fault.
I did it
because
other people bullied me, so it's their fault that I killed these people.
Right.
Jim, you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye. Yeah. And then one last thing, and then we will take a break, I promise. And this is regarding access to guns. Hear me out. When people say guns are too easily accessible, guns were never more accessible than when I was in grade school and high school. We didn't have any of this Brady stuff. There was no waiting period anywhere. It was so easy. Guns were everywhere. They couldn't be. In fact, they were so accessible, I could have gotten up in my classroom, walked over, and gotten one of the guns that the teacher had. And it was boys who brought guns to school to go hunting after school with their dads. Honest to goodness, guns in the classroom sitting there. Now, the teacher said, you put it in the back of the room. How much more accessible can a gun be than that? And never, never did I ever hear of any kid anywhere in the country killing another kid at school. So I'll shut that accessibility thing right down when people start that. Too easy to get guns. Wow, it was really easy when I was a kid. I talked to a guy 2 days ago who remembers. He said, I'll never forget, I drove a 55 Chevy to school, to high school. He said, the door locks wouldn't work. I couldn't lock the car. So I would leave my hunting rifle in the car in the parking lot at school. My buddies had guns in their cars. Nobody ever, they'd fight on the park, they'd get a fist fight, maybe, but nobody ever, all right, I'm going to go to the car and get a gun to kill you. It's a different minds. These, what's in these kids' heads is something horrible that we didn't have in our heads. We didn't. Thank goodness we didn't. All right, time to sell something. Come back, talk a little. You talk, I'll talk, we'll talk. I do think it's interesting to hear what people think and what they have to say. And I know this is supposed to be a funny, goofy show. I've done all I'm going to do, but callers obviously want to call, and I'm not going to shut you off or cut you off because it's therapeutic to some degree, even if somebody says something you don't necessarily agree with. Thompson Price is in the kitchen and bathroom and now home entertainment room business. They're not in the home entertainment business. They don't build sound systems, but they'll put that room together that makes watching television and or listening to, and I like to say listening to television. You ever go to somebody's house and they use just the TV speaker that's in the TV? What? You've got a big high-definition TV.
Oh, not hooked up to a sound system, you mean?
They just are using the, look, I went in, a friend of mine has, and I said, well, why don't you turn on your speaker? He goes, oh, they are. It's a TV. And I said, wait a second. He had a magnificent television. I said, you have no sound system? No. I said, well, I can't talk to you. I mean, we can't even communicate because I don't even relate to anybody like that. They're not in that business, but you want to completely redesign that room, they'll do it. Now, their primary business and what Tom Price and his people have done for well over 30 years is kitchen and bathroom remodeling. You can't imagine. Well, I can because I did it. I had Thompson Price about 15 years ago or whatever. I lose track. Got our kitchen. I know exactly what it feels like to walk in home and go, wow, this house is not even the same house anymore. And the same for the bathroom. We did a bathroom. We went nuts. We went over the top. We imported Spanish marble in our master bathroom. I had the money at the time. What the heck? Knock yourself out. You only live once. I made that up, by the way. And I have a short form of it, YOLO. You think this will catch on?
YOLO.
You only live once. YOLO. Yeah, think about it.
It could catch fire.
But it literally will change. You might hate your house. You can go from hating it or not even caring about it to loving your house just because of the kitchen or the bathroom. That'll just knock your socks off. That's what they do, and that's what they do well. And you're going to get every dollar's worth of your money, and they are not overpriced. Overpriced is when you pay for more than you get. That's overpriced. You'll get every dollar's worth. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 in a shopping center. There's a TJ Maxx there, and they're right next to McAllister's Deli. It's their only showroom. If you're in another one, you're in the wrong place. Website, it's an easy one, ThompsonPrice.com.
Frank Ladd is here to see if this wonderful, beautiful weather is affecting traffic right now, Frank.
This is beautiful?
No.
Okay. It's been a dreary day all day long. It was foggy this morning. It's hazy now. You got light rain in pockets out right around the area, so the roads are wet. So far, it's a good start to the afternoon, considering how dreary it is out there. Southbound on 270, already heavy now between Clayton and Doherty Ferry. 64 westbound, you're on the brakes between Hampton and Clayton, and then down the hill between 270 and Mason. A little bit of heavy traffic as well as you make your way west of Highway 270 on westbound 70 towards the Blanchette Bridge. And they already picked up the construction eastbound on Highway 40 between Jefferson and the Poplar. So that's a pretty good run this afternoon. This update brought to you by Hallmark. The holidays are almost here, but there's still plenty of time to show your loved ones you care with the perfect Hallmark card. So pick one up today, available wherever Hallmark is sold. Hallmark, life is a special occasion. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Hadley, and to you and yours, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and of course, a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. He took all the money he had, and in less than 8 months, the worst 8 trading months in the history of the stock market, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD that helps take the mystery out of the market, breaks down the trades and trends you need to know about, and shows you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular, hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 1-800-230-2017 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-230-2017. That's 1-800-230-2017. Stock trading involves substantial risk.
Now is the perfect time to build. Call Cleary Building at 1-800-373-5550 today. For 35 years, Cleary Building has made your building dream a reality. With 80 offices nationwide, they can deliver your building solution with lasting quality at affordable prices. Let the Cleary team customize an equestrian center, ag building, or even a first-class commercial building for you. Need extra storage for your boat, RV, or classic car? Let them custom design a storage building for you. Designed to be versatile, Cleary Buildings work for just about any need you have. Call 800-373-5550. Take a virtual tour at clearybuilding.com and find the best solution today. Every building is fully engineered by licensed Cleary engineers and manufactured by Cleary. Cleary also has the best warranties in the industry, and their personal service guarantees they will be there when you need them. Visit clearybuilding.com or call 800-373-5550.
Cleary Build with pride, before the Shamrock Supply.
Hello, my name is Ken Lawler, and I'm one of the founders of One New Idea. One New Idea was created to help business owners and companies get to the next level. We are looking for a few good partners to invest with to build your company or product. Whether it's lead generation, new product development, or investment infusion, we can make it happen now. We have invested with many companies and business owners to help them grow and develop their products and services into money-making machines. We will do a simple phone interview to see if we have a prospective advantage in growing your business. I will personally talk with you about the many options One New Idea can bring to the table. I'm only looking for motivated, aggressive business owners who want help growing their business now. Call me today, 636-425-0003. That's 636-425-0003. It's a local number and a local company.
Make the intelligent choice. Hi, I'm Sean Vinson, president of Vinson Mortgage Group, the name you know and trust. Lower your payment, pay your mortgage off sooner, let your money work for you. With IntelliRate, exclusively from Vinson Mortgage, you are in control. Reduce your rate, spend your money on what matters most to you and your family. Call us first, call us last, it doesn't matter. We have the best rates in town. Call now, 314-839-9999.
I'm very glad that I made that call going home one night. It has changed my life and made things so much easier.
839-9999 or online at GoSeeRay.com. We are offering historically low interest rates in the threes. Ask for IntelliRate, the intelligent choice. This month's charity of choice is Responder Rescue. Their mission is to provide assistance, emotional, tangible, or monetary, to any area first responders who have been injured, become ill, or suffered a traumatic situation after all other resources have been exhausted.
Vincent Mortgage, the name you know and trust.
NMLS number 225095.
Hi, I'm David Sinclair for the Buick GMC store. Buick and GMC have decided to blast out the 2012s to end the year with a bang. Are you looking for a car? Verona leases start at $200 a month. LaCrosses, 0% for 60 months, or $2,500 off. How about an SUV? Yukons, Acadias, and Enclaves all get 0% for 72 months. Truck buyers, Sierras get up to $11,005 off in rebates and discounts. Hurry in while supplies last. Thank you, and here's my address. Lindbergh and Tesla on Ferry Road and Dave Sinclair, BuickGMC.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Exciting news. Exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up. My daughter is coming in tomorrow to sing for you. Wow. She's the worst singer I know. And she doesn't mind if I say that because it's been her own admission. Her, she's, when she gets with her friends, and you know how she's 24. You know, they'll get together and they'll be in the car and a song and they'll start singing. They actually ask her to stop singing because she's so bad. She cannot carry a tune. Some songs, it's a little better than others, but she's volunteered to come in and she did it. It's been a couple of years since she was in.
Yeah. I love it when she comes in to sing.
Well, because it makes us all feel better about our singing because she's so horrible. So she'll be in tomorrow. And then this week, we probably won't get to it today, but we are going to allow you to come on the air and sing Christmas songs to prove, once again, as we've proven many times in the past, Christmas songs that we've been singing for 100 years, we still do not know the words to them. We just start off, oh, Christmas tree, and that's as far as it goes. It's kind of like that old Lang Syne. Oh, look, we talk about that, too. Nobody knows the words. They just kind of slurred, drunk, because Lang Syne. And you'd say the last part, and that's good enough. But even simple songs, Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it's amazing how few people actually know the words. They'll get through one line. So we're going to do that, too, this week. Off to the phones we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And here is Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's the line? I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. There's nothing you can say to us that will excite us more than that. Except I'm an advertiser, and I'd like to join your show. Go ahead.
I heard you talking about the respect thing, and I just wanted to chime in. I'm 50 years old. My father is in his late 70s. His former boss is in his mid-80s. And from the time I was a child until now, I have never referred to his boss other than Mr. Lee and his wife as Mrs. Lee, and right. All our neighbors up and down the street were Mr. and Mrs., never a first name. And even if they would say, oh, just call me Jim, my father would shoot me a look that said, don't you dare.
So when and how did we stop? At what point and why did we stop raising kids like
that? Yeah, because you said you're 50. It's people of your age that have kids with you at 19, 20 right. years old. Right. So somewhere,
the very kids we're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that when it comes to respect is my grandfather, and I had my great-grandfather until I was in my 30s. I was very, very blessed to have a man that wise in my life that long. But they were hunters. My great-grandfather was a squirrel hunter and a deer hunter and a fox hunter. And we were taken out and taught how to handle a firearm, but we were taught respect for the firearm, and more importantly, respect for what we were shooting.
Okay, but Todd, you understand that what you're saying is meaningless to the people, to the anti-gun people, because what they'll say is, well, that was you. That doesn't mean we need to make guns accessible for people who aren't like you, people who weren't trained, people who are nuts. So it's just wasted. You're wasting your breath. But I go back to accessibility when I was in school. Now, how do you argue with that? The guns were so easily accessible. They were even in the school. Students brought them. They had shooting clubs in school. Nobody ever shot anybody. So the accessibility thing is not the problem. It's what's in the heads of these nuts.
It's the respect for what you have in your hand and the respect for what you're aiming at.
And for human life. There's no compassion and there's no respect for human life. And there's no concern or worry about disappointing their parents. One of the things that bothered me the most if I did anything wrong as a kid was if my parents find out, they're going to be so disappointed in me. A lot of kids just don't. They don't care. They don't care if their parents disappoint.
I grew up in a community where if I was at the mall or down the street or riding my bike and I messed up, not only would someone stop me and discipline me because they knew my family, but when I got home, my mother had already gotten a call about it.
Yeah. Well, those days are over, Todd.
I think your respect thing is right on. I just don't think there's enough respect for life and each other anymore.
Todd, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
My mother only slapped me hard one time. My parents were not abusive parents. They spanked us, but that's not abuse to me. And I only got slapped. I mean, like slapped the expression, the daylights out of me one time. And it was on the church steps, front of the church. And my mother had asked me to get down off of a thing I was on. And I said, no. Man, she knocked the tar out of me. She slapped me across the face. She says, don't you ever disrespect me like that when I tell you to do something. Don't you ever. And you know what? I never did that again. I've heard kids tell their parents to shut up. Yeah, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine if I told my dad to shut up. I don't even want to think about what that would have resulted in. That's what's missing. Let's go to Paul, who I don't want to mess this up because he's been holding long. Got him. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Frank. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. A couple points to make. First of all, I completely feel for these individuals. I agree with you that guns are not the issue here, but I would disagree with you on a couple points. One, while we don't know this young man, I feel for him because from what the reports have been, he was a young man who walked the halls alone, and how many people actually took the time to find out how he was doing? Now, it doesn't excuse his behavior, but I think that's one of the issues we have in our society today is that we're so large that we forget to take the time to find out really how people are doing.
Okay, but you and I don't disagree on that. I actually agree with you.
Well, you had mentioned earlier that, you know, people are feeling sorry for these individuals. And that's how I can feel sorry for them, is that, you know, in today's society, with all that we ask.
You feel sorry for Klebold and Harris? Because to me, they were flat-out evil. There's a difference between a victim of mental illness and
an evil
monster.
Okay, we don't know
monster.
What happened in their lives. I mean, there was some indication that their parents didn't pay a lot of attention to them. So it doesn't excuse what they did and the actions they took. Now, the other comment I'd like to make is that I think we have a society where, you know, we're 24/7 with the news. And, you know, you mentioned that kind of to the extent that it's today's problem that young people are having these issues. Well, I would disagree with you there because you did mention evil's been around forever.
Right.
Well, where do you then draw the distinction? I mean, we've had maybe not massive shootings in schools, but we've had you know, the 1920s where people would say, well, you know, that was a, I don't want to say culturally sensitive time, but where do you excuse that behavior? It's a society where we say, well, power comes through action or violence.
Okay, but the difference is go back to the 50s and 60s and cite me the number of times that a high school kid went in and started to kill a bunch of students.
Well,
it didn't happen in the 50s and 60s.
No, I agree with you, but they did have knife fights. I know that for a fact because my dad went to a very rural school, and yeah, they would take their action outside with knife fights. So, you know, is it more prevalent today? Yes. Is our society larger? Yes. But we have a society that says, solve your ills through violence. And I think that's the issue. I don't think it's a matter of respect. I think the majority of young people are very polite, do respect themselves, their fellow students, and their parents and elders as well.
I agree.
It's
that's
the minority
most, that is
that
most
you're talking
kids.
About.
Right.
So, I mean, in a whole, we agree, but I just think, you know, we need to be careful not to label young people as the bad apples because that's a very small majority of them.
Okay. I appreciate the call.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Bye. All right. We have to do a little business here. I don't have time for another one, do I?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Peon's a boss. You can probably tell he's the boss.
Yeah.
I will be in Amini's this week. I will ask probably if my daughter is in town, to take those, what do you call those plastic ties that you bundle wires?
Zip ties?
Yeah, zip ties. I'm going to have her zip tie my hands behind me.
Oh, boy.
So I cannot get to the a debit card or any cash. And I might even ask that these walk me through blindfolded because a meanies.
Well, that's not very fun then.
Nah, you're right. Okay, yeah. I won't. But a meanies. And the other thing I'll tell you is I'm going to give myself at least half an hour. I'm not going to run in and run out. I've done that a couple of times. It was tough to do. I ran in a couple of times to get some of that shuffleboard dust or what ice or whatever they call that stuff you sprinkle on the table. It's very tough to do. They get in and out of there and not stop and go, ooh, I haven't seen this pinball machine before. Oh, here's a new shuffleboard table. Look at that pool table. From Lights, Jaffe Lighting. What a beautiful, beautiful lighting collection they have there to choose from. For everybody who thought Jaffe Lighting was no longer in existence, oh, it's very much alive and well, and it's under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley at Amini's. For everybody who thought there was only one place to buy a pool table, and it was somewhere other than Amini's, well, you couldn't be more wrong. In fact, I think the best place you can buy a pool table is Amini's because of the range. Pool tables starting at $999, and that's a slate table. That's a quality table up to $30,000-$40,000 for if you really have money and you want to really make a statement, which that's not the pool table most of us are interested in. And I guess my point is when you go in there and you see something that's not in your price range, keep moving, keep looking, keep walking, because there's going to be a lot that is. Rugs, tile is big, hardwood floors are big now. What do people throw down on them? Rugs, area rugs, which always kind of mystified me a little bit. I want hardwood and tile, and then let's cover it up the rug. Yeah. But we don't want carpeting. But the rugs are beautiful and certainly more colorful than just wall-to-wall carpeting, and I don't know of anybody who has more or nicer rugs or bigger collection than Amini's. And one last thing, there's no junk in Amini's. They don't sell junk. They sell some very affordable things and some expensive things, but there is no junk at Amini's. Do yourself a favor. Walk through this store. If you want to check out their website, it's an easy one. It's A-M-I-N-I-S, aminis.com.
In a national poll, 7% of all drivers say they watch videos often or sometimes while driving. Yep, they're out there. Hopefully you're in a Volvo. A message from SunTrip, the St. Louis Volvo dealer, on Manchester and in O'Fallon, Missouri.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
From